This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Terry Kirby Erickson had written poetry for herself off and on throughout her life. But when she heard Rita Dove read at Salem College, Terry had an epiphany. She understood that the verses she'd kept private should be shared. She was 45 years old, and it wouldn't be easy to publish a volume of poetry, but that first book, Thread Count, led her to the literary life in the triad that she wanted. Now she teaches workshops at the library and at Salem College, and her third book, In the Palms of Angels, recently won the 2012 Nautilus Silver Award. The national prize is given for a book of poetry that engenders compassion, wisdom, and empathy through the artful use of language. Terry Kirby Erickson, joins me in the studio now. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. It's wonderful to be here. It's great to finally meet you.
Good to see you. I've been, you know, Facebook buddies for a long time.
We have been. I've been wooing you.
Tell us about that first moment you listened to Rita Dove.
Well, it was an amazing experience. I was sitting in the audience, and she came out and stood behind the podium, and she had such a wonderful, majestic presence. And she began to read her poetry, and it was magical. It was magical to hear it. And I thought to myself, you know, this is exactly what I want to be doing with my life. I had been writing poetry since I was about 10 years old and had never sent any out for publication or done anything with it. You know, everybody asked me at Christmas and birthdays, oh, please write a birthday poem for so-and-so. And so I decided that I wanted to be a professional
poet.
But
you didn't have any literary connections or any of that.
Nothing.
So then how did you figure out what to do in terms of getting published?
Oh, it was just groping around in the dark. What I decided to do really was to self-publish my first book. I never sent the manuscript to a publisher. I just wanted to be able to do the poems that I wanted to do. And I really thought, you know, the only people who will buy this book, you know, out of, loyalty would be family members and friends and that kind of thing. So
It did quite well.
It did. I sold hundreds of copies of that book.
Now, how do you think that happened? Here you are, first time out, no publisher behind you, even your own expectations pretty low. What do you think happened? How did you market it?
I think I got the book in my hands and I thought, you know what, I want to do something more with this book than to have it sit on the coffee tables of people I know. So I decided to really market the book, and I found myself on our local NPR station in Winston-Salem.
I love them. Public radio.
Oh,
those guys
just
are great,
wonderful.
Don't you think?
They're very supportive of the arts.
Yeah.
And I was invited to teach at Salem College because I sent them a letter and told them about myself and how I had been inspired by Rita Dove coming. And I was in magazines. I was in the newspaper. I really got my name out there, and people were starting to write me and tell me how much they loved my poetry, which was just an amazing thing for me.
Will you read one for us now?
Sure. The one I'd like to read is called Cling Peaches, and this one was published by JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Cling Peaches. I'm sitting by your hospital bed, the morning after we almost lost you, feeding you canned peaches with a plastic spoon. You seldom speak, with cancer ravaging your fine mind like a plague of hungry locusts. But you seem more yourself today than you have in weeks. Your gaze is tender as a bruise, and my hand trembles lifting the spoon to your mouth. Your recent rousing performance of husband dying has ripped the rose-colored glasses right off my face. You aren't going to get well after all, despite our murmured prayers and midnight promises to be good forever, if only. How like you, though, to hold a dress rehearsal, eyes shut, your leonine head crushing the pillow, sheets bunched like drifts of snow covering your too still body. It became real for me then, your death. I wanted to tie you to the bed rails, stand guard with a flaming sword, daring anyone, anything, to try and take you. Instead, I feed you cling peaches, letting go of you a little more, my darling, with every bite.
Terry Kirby Erickson reading the poem Cling Peaches. Her latest volume is In the Palms of Angels, a story about your husband's battle with cancer. First of all, how is he doing now?
He's doing beautifully. And, you know, interestingly enough, this particular poem was written in response to the death of a friend in 1998 who died of colon cancer. And after this poem appeared in JAMA, I had doctors and nurses from across the country write to me and tell me how sorry they were about the passing of my husband. And so I had to explain to them, well, there was a little poetic license. It was a friend rather than my husband. And then, ironically, my husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, right after this book came out, as a matter of fact.
So you've written, this was in the Journal of the American Medical Association. You've also been published in other sort of non-literary journals, Christian Science Monitor and others, as well as winning poetry awards. But I think that speaks to the accessibility of your poetry. Mm-hmm. It is poetry that illustrates the everyday facts of life and not necessarily the kind of a commentary on literature itself.
Exactly. I really find my inspiration in just ordinary things, sometimes in the things that don't get particular attention in literary journals, like grandmothers and cats and flowers, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm just inspired by life itself.
Will you read another one for us?
Sure. This one is in honor of Mother's Day that is coming up. And it is called Woman on the Phone. A tired little boy curls on the floor, on the stair, wherever his mother stands talking on the phone. He clutches a cotton blanket, sucks his thumb as if his skin is honey. Someday he'll meet a girl, fall in love. When she leaves a room, the boy will feel as if the wind has blown through it, taking everything. For now, however, he sees no one but his mother, as if he is a sunflower and she his only source of light.
Terry Kirby Erickson reading Woman on the Phone, her latest volume, In the Palms of Angels. Your daughter is all grown up now. Is motherhood a frequent source of inspiration for you?
Yes, it is. And sometimes my daughter is not crazy about that. I wrote a poem called A Mother Laments Her Daughter's Tattoo, which is in my second book, Telling Tales of Dusk. And that is a completely true story of my horror at the tattoo she got I think she was 18 for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Before she went out and got this tattoo and hid it from me for about 3 days.
Does the writing help you process things like that? I mean, it's one thing to express how you felt, but then once you've written or in the process of writing, do you start feeling differently about those things?
Well, it took me a while to feel differently about that tattoo, I'll have to say. That poem didn't completely relieve that. But yes, it does help me get my feelings out and to express myself in a way that is meaningful to me.
Terry, real pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Frank. It's been wonderful.
Terry Kirby Erickson, a poet who lives outside Winston-Salem, her newest collection called In the Palms of Angels. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.